Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This Rise Guys podcast is fueled by the best beer on the planet, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner, brewed locally by Thomas Creek Brewery and created especially for the P1s.
Yeah.
Ask for it by name, Rise Guys P1 Pilsner. Find a location near you at 933theplanetrocks.com. Drink responsibly. Now, cheers.
Now, here's Matt Mahanine, Paige, and Fatboy. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rocks.
93.3 The Planet.
Rocks!
It's Rise Guys Headlines with Paige and her big ol' hoo-has.
Well, someone actually figured out how to remake Blazing Saddles, but not in a movie form, in a cartoon form featuring dogs and cats.
Let me ask you something. It's been a while since I've seen Blazing Saddles, but is there any bad scenes besides the one as far as...
There's a bunch.
There's a good many.
There's a whole lot.
Well, the new version is called Blazing Samurai. So instead of a black sheriff in a western town full of white people, we've got a
Chinese people
dog samurai in a town full of cats.
Oh.
So the dog is named Hank, who dreams of becoming a samurai.
And who's voicing it? Well, that's of utmost concern.
Well, I don't know exactly all the character treatment so far, but I do know some of the list of the people that are playing it. The voice cast includes Michael Cera, Samuel L. Jackson.
Oh, Lord.
Ricky Gervais. George Takei. Michelle Yeoh.
Oh, my.
And Mel Brooks.
Aquafina involved?
Brad.
Mel Brooks?
Yeah.
Holy moly. He's going to slip in some words. You know he does.
That's what he does.
Yeah. I don't know about this one.
Yeah, it's not going to be good. Mm-hmm. I can tell you. But Blazing Saddles was co-written by Richard Pryor.
Which means Paul Mooney really wrote it.
Well, yeah.
Well, that's true, too.
That's a good point, yeah.
Oh, man.
Well.
Can you even show it now? I haven't seen it.
It's anyway. On streaming on HBO Max.
Are you serious?
Yeah. I mean, recently it was on Netflix. It gets around all the streaming services. It's always streaming somewhere.
Wow.
And it's not bleeped?
No. It's just as is.
Hmm.
Yeah.
I guess you like, even, you know, it's satire, but even it just still seems strong.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was controversial then. I can only imagine, you know, how they would change it if it was the same treatment in a movie form today.
Paige talking weather movie talk over here.
No, I'm not. I'm just.
Treatment.
The treat.
Just wondering. All right. Well.
Damn filmmaker.
Yeah, I mean, they have to change a lot of things about it, but it doesn't mean you get rid of things like that, though. Because it was, I mean, what, you're going to, like, we can't watch Airplane anymore either?
Oh, that's fun.
That's on Netflix.
Yeah, Airplane's great. Airplane's one of the funniest damn movies ever made.
S hits the fan.
Yeah.
It's real crap.
Big time.
It kind of goes in cycles that we become very conservative, and then there's a whole society becomes more liberal and things are accepted, and it just seems to go that way, don't you think?
Yes.
So
the ebb and flow of society is incredible.
So we'll have an awakening soon.
You go, man, I'm telling you, you go 70s, you look at 90s, and then it looked like it was going to happen a few years ago, but now it's it's 2020. The ebb and flow going back and forth.
You know, the modern day equivalent of what it made at the box office, Blazing Saddles, would have been nearly $700 million.
Jeez.
God, that says a lot.
Yeah, it was very popular in 1974. It made $120 million then, which would be over $625 million now.
I mean, blaxploitation movies didn't make that much.
Dude, I was just thinking of Blackula just then when before you said that.
Yeah. Or all the ones Fred Williamson was in.
Yeah, man.
Or Dolomite with the redo with Eddie Murphy was freaking awesome.
Yeah, it was. The behind-the-scenes Dolomite.
Yeah.
Well, here is another thing to talk about, another topic. Parents around the country are desperate for guidance, and they want to be heard, and they need support. What we're talking about is, according to a new study, a quarter of the parents still say they don't know what's happening with school this fall. So of the parents who do know, 33% say their kids will be doing full distance learning, and 22% say their kids are going back in person full time, and 20% say there will be some sort of hybrid learning.
I'm going to say, I would go out on a limb here and say a quarter of parents generally don't usually know what's going on anyway.
The limb just broke.
Right?
Just kidding.
Limb's hurting.
Generally speaking, you're right.
There's about a quarter of parents who just don't know what's going on, even when there isn't a pandemic or anything. They still don't know. Like, those are the kids who, you know, didn't show up ready on picture day and never have permission slips to go on field trips because the parents just don't pay attention
didn't
to know
get,
what's
get
happening.
The yearbook, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
The kids even want to go to school. Since they can, you know, keep up with their buddies on social media and text.
I don't want to go.
Well, I mean, college football players are allowed to decide if they want to play or not, or were up until whatever happened over the weekend.
They're going to be told not to play. They want to play, they're going to be told not to play. But we're still going to have thousands of students on all the campuses, just no football.
Right.
Didn't South Carolina say no students allowed back after Thanksgiving? I think that was their rule.
Yeah, that's been going around to some schools, but that might change too. Who knows?
So is everybody signed off on remote learning? Only 25% say that they're happy with that. I think a lot of people want their kids to be in school if it's safe. And then 8% of the parents say they're not at all worried about how school is going this year.
Was this I think it's very important where the poll was conducted. You know what I mean? Like, this is obviously a national poll, but it greatly differs around the country.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some don't want, like, I didn't realize that New York State had the highest amount of homeschooled kids prior to all this stuff.
Really?
New York State.
Yeah.
That's kind of odd.
Yeah, it's ironic since they're the biggest school district.
Yeah. I didn't know that they had the most homeschooled kids. I never thought about where would have the most.
But I think it's because there's just a crap ton of people live there.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's an age issue too, right? It's just like a child care issue because parents got to go to work. I don't think it's an issue of parents like, oh, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to teach them.
Yeah, most parents need it for child care.
Well, I mean, you think about the stuff you learned, and Fat Boy's still learning, that you've forgotten, you know?
Yeah.
Like, somebody asked me right now, hey, how does rain happen? I was like, man, it's got something to do with the tides and the moon. I don't know.
And
that's all I got for you.
Just think if that's what the norm is going to be for a while, that you have to be part parent, part teacher, part everything your life and work, too, from home.
That's just raising kids, though.
Yeah. Some parents could be like, you're going, and you might get it.
Yeah.
But if you get it and I get it, it means I ain't got to work, so you're going.
Yeah. I don't think, a lot of people who are parents don't seem to know how many hats you have to wear as a parent. You are a parent and a teacher.
If you wore a Jimmy hat, you wouldn't have this problem.
Yeah, but as a parent, you're a bunch of different things at different times, all at once.
Yeah.
You can be anything.
Yeah, you have the single moms. I'm the mom and the dad.
Mm-hmm.
It's just confusing the kids.
They only post those memes for Father's Day.
But
every year.
But it's not easy.
Hell no.
You can't be perfect, and you just, you know, try to do the best that you can every day.
But, you know, what if the schools say, okay, return those Chromebooks and we'll talk?
That's what they're saying.
I mean, there's thousands of you that still got them.
Well, somebody texted in saying, apparently since we returned the kids' Chromebooks last year, we get them back today for another year of virtual learning. Oh, that was Looper.
Oh.
Okay. What about the ones that never gave them back?
Yeah. What if they give them back to him and they're broken in half?
School starting in 2 weeks. I have no idea what's going on.
Gee.
B1 River guy said my little sister's school is only doing 2 days a week in class.
That's awesome.
What about the dad who, you know, commandeered his son's laptop and it's got a background of an old Budweiser girl bending over a pool table now?
Yeah. Oh
my,
that's one of the Chromebooks they ain't getting back.
Uh-uh.
God, that's the thing. When they get them back, what does some of them look like or got on them?
Oh, I
scratches.
Know.
Chips.
Just missing half of it is broken in two pieces.
How many of them smell like smoke?
Like, are they using their Google platform for that? Like, you know, when you sign in to Google and you have all your passwords and all that stuff saved in it. I don't know if you use it or not. I use Google Chrome
Yeah.
So all, you know, all the passwords are saved in. So, but they limit the websites you can go to.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But you know, the kids know the workaround for all
this
stuff.
Yes, of course they do, man.
I don't know, man. What, I mean, I know a guy who got a call from the school, from the principal, because his kid had downloaded the picture he wasn't supposed to.
What was it of?
Anime pornography.
Oh, man.
He's like, oh, that's my son's bait bus account. It's not mine.
Was it so-and-so junior?
It's not a child, you know.
Okay.
But a dad, you kind of know.
Well, that's probably good to know.
You thought it was junior.
Oh, no, no. Okay. It wasn't Robert Gibson's boy.
No, not that one.
Oh, oh boy. All right. And lastly, say goodbye to the Siamese Twins Galaxy and the Eskimo Nebula. Science is changing. NASA announced that they're changing the names actively. They're changing these actively harmful nicknames, and they're using another moniker to define these things in space.
This is nuts. Arr! That we're changing the names because we're afraid that this too is going to be offensive. We were standing up against spacism. That's what it is.
Spacism.
What are the names?
Well, what the names were, the Eskimo Nebula and then the Siamese Twins Galaxy are going to be changed now.
Okay.
Because so, it's offensive to Siamese twins and
conjoined twins? Mm-hmm.
Whatever.
And nebulous?
Siamese and Eskimo.
Oh.
Okay. Siamese is offensive? There's got to be a weekly guidebook or something on what's offensive. Like,
guidepost.
Siamese twins is offensive to Siamese twins?
I mean, if I was a conjoined twin and I wasn't from Siam, I wouldn't want you saying I was.
Yeah, I'd rather call me stuck together.
Yeah.
So the
we still call plenty of people African Americans, and they're not.
I mean, I don't know. I guess you'd have to see who wants you to call them what.
I saw a guy. Oh, well, it was written in an article, but he's like one of the biggest problems that he has is being called an African American when he's from Nigeria living here. Well, he says, I'm a Nigerian American.
Yeah.
But I don't call myself that. I'm an American.
Yeah. But at the same time,
he shot some fireworks.
I guess if you see conjoined twins, you don't have to point out that they're conjoined twins. Everybody else sees them too.
But why?
Okay. I guess you just should not label people because then it wouldn't be an issue if you didn't do it. I guess. I don't know. Hell.
Yeah, okay. With Eskimos then. That's offensive to folks from Alaska?
Yeah. I didn't know what it was either.
Would they be called like Inuit or something?
Yeah. You can't say Eskimo Brothers anymore.
Well, we should change the name of those igloos, you know, the coolers.
So now the Siamese Twins Galaxy is going to be referred to. It's the Virgo Galaxy Cluster, and they're going back to their official names, NGC 4567 and NGC 4568.
Like, they're going to change the name of Uranus next week.
If they saw, you know, some twins, like they can't say, well, you know, that, you know, doesn't offend you because it's not them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, say, I can't say, you know, that doesn't offend you. What if you're part Eskimo and you don't like it? I can't say you're not offended.
It runs, it's more agitation. It's more poking at you. It's really what it is. Nobody gives two craps about what any of these things are called. But it's agitation by the media, by society. It's more agitation. Look at it. They're changing this now. They're changing this now. A lot of it's warranted. A lot of it's not.
Yeah. And at the same time, why do people get so mad when they do change something?
So now the Eskimo Nebula, which is a colonial term, and according to this, racist of the indigenous people of the Arctic region, will be referred to as NGC 2392.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, it's a good point because it's like we're learning as we go. What if all the stuff we grew up learning, you know, was just like backwards?
If you came to me and said, you know, hey, baseball is not called baseball anymore, it's called flubaboo, I wouldn't really care.
They have Fat Boy some money. Yes.
I wouldn't get mad about it calling baseball flubaboo because it doesn't matter.
Can I say Eskimo kisses anymore? Can I say butterfly kisses anymore?
I think so.
Butterfly, okay.
Well, Peter and Loss?
Don't leave moths out, though. Moths would kiss the same way.
Moths.
Oh, moths.
Boy. All
moths.
Right.
Moths.
How come when you watch Hoarders, they don't have a bunch of moths? Because I always heard as a kid that if you kept a bunch of clothes, you'd have moths.
Yeah, I think they'd have a bunch of fruit flies, honestly. Fruit flies get in there easy.
Well.
The clean it up.
Like if I buy a star registry, like if I name a star after someone for Christmas and I name it, you know, after like a bad person in history, would mm-hmm. they not accept that?
I don't know.
They'd give me my $29.99 back.
I don't know, man. Like, I don't know about this thing where you can buy acres of land on Mars if that's really your land or not.
Like, you can't call right. it like a Siamese Eskimo star. They'll probably send you a letter.
No, that would be appropriate. That'd be
rude.
That would be incredibly cold.
Star's taken.
Star's taken. It's got the longest name ever. Well, Rise Guys headlines styled by Rocker Bell Chic Boutique on Paige, and those are your Rise Guys headlines.
All right, thank you,
Paige. Blazing startles.
Oh, there's the quote I'm looking for from 1984, George Orwell. It's a beautiful thing, the destruction of words. All right.
Yeah, well, I mean, what words are they destroying, though?
Siamese.
S-word.
Siam ain't a place no more.
Well, neither is the Orient, but we still get rugs from there. Okay? All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. More Rise Guys right after this. Good morning, everybody. Good.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Download and listen free on your phone.
93.3.
The Planet Rocks.
A people shot. Keep on its back. And the children are hoping for a heart attack.
Hey,
say Ollie Ollie Oxenfree. Red Rover, come over.
Yeah.
I want to see Mary's face when you say, I got a new CD, Mom. Let me look at it.
That would be a fun thing to do with her. But people do that on YouTube where they'll play like dirty songs in front of their mom or dirty scenes from a movie. But like, it's not that easy with my mom.
Oh, really?
She would send me a card in the mail. Matthew, why did you do that? Why were you acting out? Were you doing that just for fun? I didn't appreciate it at all.
I don't like Miss Fist CDs.
Miss Fist?
No one said
Miss Fist.
I don't like Miss Fist.
Well,
like...
you did like the Van Halen 1984 with the little baby angel on there.
Nope.
Well, it's smoking cigarette, though.
Oh, I wonder what she would have said about Aerosmith. Where the cow had his udders pierced.
I didn't like Janie. She had a gun.
That county's cover up.
He played that earlier. I was listening. Boy, at some point we're going to have to get into the whole simulation thing in full. I'd like to get on.
Somebody can explain it?
Yeah, like a real physicist that could really talk about it. And then while we're at it, get in a psychiatrist too. Because, my God, man, I'm not joking when I say this. And I have to say this prior to saying what I'm going to say. PTSD is not just associated with just those who served in the military. It could be firemen, it could be policemen, it could be
anybody
who ever suffered anything, and then they come back to it. So I'm not trying to associate what I'm about to say with those who have tragic PTSD.
But everybody has experienced trauma in some form at some point in their life, and they could be affected negatively by it.
Mm-hmm. I got it Friday.
Oh.
This past Friday. Well, I mean, I was reminded of it, and it really, really bugged me. I'm not going to tell you where I was going, but I got turned around. I have a knife in the air.
Pointing with
I know, man.
He's twirling a knife around.
I forget
around.
We're not on TV. Uh-huh. But
you ain't Lou Diamond Phillips.
Long story short, you know on 291, right as you're coming up, Bob Jones, on
yeah.
the left,
yeah.
there's that place that used to be like the DMV, but now it's like a Mexican food center area.
Oh, yeah.
Where the Cava Bar is?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. Right behind there's this little strip area, strip mall type thing. Anyway, my doctor was in there. When I was a kid, my first ever doctor, Dr. Jim Hicks, I don't think he's still alive now, but that doesn't mean I'm old. That means that he died young. And I remember, so anyway, I'm coming down beside there, and I was like, I didn't know where I'm at. Oh, there's Dr. Hicks's office. And, dude, I felt this whole, like, darkness come upon me, this real, like, sadness. I'm not even making a joke of this. And I'm like, why do I feel this great sadness about going to the doctor? Because they'd get my finger stuck. Ain't no big deal. But do that all the time when, you know, check for my sugar. Like, what is it? And then it hit me when I almost got home. Every time I would go to the doctor as a kid, and you're going to laugh, but every time I'd go to the doctor as a kid, I would sit there. After they'd do all the tests, it's like a yearly checkup thing. You go sit in his office. It was kind of dim, dark, you know, or whatever. And he wouldn't speak to me. He'd only speak to my mom or dad. And he would say, you know, they'd go through all the things. And then they say, now Matthew is morbidly obese.
Oh.
At first, it was just like obese.
Uh-huh, but the morbidly.
As I got older.
That's the part that hurts.
Uh-huh. And you got to realize something. I'm like 7, 8, 9, 10 years old. You know, once you get like 13 or whatever. You know, I don't know.
Grown people doctor.
Well, once you become 13, maybe you don't go for the yearly checks as often. At least they didn't take me. I don't know.
They're like, Matthew is only going to be able to have girlfriends his size.
Does Matthew not ever want to have a girlfriend?
Is oh he
not
my wanna... gosh.
So it went from obese.
Doctors are brutal.
And it went from obese to morbidly obese. And I mean that like. First of all, I knew what morbid meant, but I thought it was more like just kind of a dark thing or whatever. I knew obese meant fat. I don't know how I knew that.
Yeah.
But.
I'd give you a sucker-ass mole, but you already ate them all.
So I remember asking, I think it was my daddy, but I remember saying, what does morbid mean exactly? And they mean, and they said, death's a-coming.
Oh, no. That young, they told you?
Mm-hmm. And I said, no, what does that mean? Like, so what I took from that, and I'm pretty sure I was 8 or 9 years old in the timeline of my life, and I remember thinking that morbidly obese meant death fat. Death fat.
Oh, that's awful.
What? Thank you. I get it that the doctors have to put it in terms that are going to scare the family into eating better and all that stuff, but yeah. Jesus Christ.
And that follows how much time do I have left? That's scary.
That's one thing that I asked.
Ugh.
And the response was, you need to pray about it. And I'm like, good Lord, have mercy. You need to cook better food. You need to take a second or third job so we can afford good food. They've eaten all this. They got 10 nuggets for a dollar now, Matthew. I mean, good Lord. Like, it was real. Like, I'm not even making, I'm kind of joking about the things I say there, but it was such a dark feeling that came upon me seeing my old doctor's office and thinking, why do I feel, because he was a very nice guy.
Yeah.
I remember his name. Very nice guy.
But in your mind, you're being told you're going to die.
And then on the way out, they would have suckers there.
Which is true.
Right.
They would have the candy dum-dums, the suckers. And then I was just told that I have death fat. I would dare not take a sucker. I'd look like a fool.
Well, yeah, one sucker's not the problem. It's
a whole bowl of suckers.
A bunch of suckers is the problem.
But it wasn't just you. It was really a reflection on your parents because they fed you.
That's true. One hamburger didn't do it. A bunch of hamburgers did it.
Yes, but that was from a time when it wasn't in your face all the time about that. Like, you'd send your kid to fat camp, or you'd send them to, you know. Like, I went to a place called The Body Shop.
I remember that.
Did you have an eating disorder after that?
Well, it looked like it.
Well, that's where they're trying to give him an eating disorder, but tell him to imagine maggots on his food.
That was the disorder. I ordered this, I ordered that. I ordered everything.
I want a little bit of all of it.
Oh.
I wonder if somebody just came up with that on the spot, just to be funny.
Morbidly obese?
No, the maggots.
Oh.
Just picture maggots.
They were just doing that to mess with them, just being bullies. It was somebody who didn't even work there just being a bully to Matt.
Now, right, Matthew, tell us your favorite food. At the time, it was McDonald's McNuggets. I said, I love McNuggets. He's like, okay. When you see them, imagine there's maggots all over them.
Somebody's getting paid for this.
Yeah. And I was like, boy, what a psychological F-word that is.
Blanked up here, man.
That's not healthy. No. Yeah. Imagine your food is full of something.
Covered in maggots.
Maybe it was all a simulation.
Maybe so.
Maybe none of that. Maybe I'm skinny, and in my simulation, I only see myself as fat.
Well, is fat the worst thing you can be? And I mean, in modern times,
a star named after an Eskimo.
Well, I've been listening to a guy. He's a singer, a songwriter, and all that. He's really good. Named Joshua Ray Walker. He's a great big dude, though. I'm talking like 6XL big. And dude, I think this guy would be like the next big thing, like Tyler Childers is next big thing, if he wasn't so big. But because he's so big, it's like people don't give him a chance because he's a big, big fat guy.
Like when you say, how big? 6X?
Yeah. 6XL. I mean, he's a monster of a big old man, mountain of a man. But man, he's good. Mm-hmm. He's really good. But it's like nobody cares because he's fat.
That's awful. I mean, give the guy a chance.
Death fat.
Yeah. I don't want to listen to you sing, fat man. I want to listen to pretty man sing.
You know, if we're going to be on the tip of everything that offends us and words we won't change, then I want morbidly obese taken out of the American vocabulary.
Do it.
Well, you know, death fat is worse than hearing fat shaming.
I was hearing that anyway.
Yeah.
Think about my name, what it rhymed with, Jesus Christ.
And, and on social media, you wouldn't want people to comment saying, you're going to die.
My name is Philip Matthew, Matt for short. That's why my mom was so protective of people calling me Matthew, because she knew I was going to be called Fat Matt. Yeah. And then there was one year, because my first name's Philip, and I was like, I'll just change the name to Philip. I'll come back and be Philip. And then I was like, no, they'll say, oh, Philip, your plate. Fat Matt.
Oh, my gosh, you can't win.
You can't say maggots anymore. You have to say fly without wings.
Okay, whatever it means. And then, but then after that, though, I was like, oh, man, that kind of looks like rice. Give me some more.
Yeah. I want some more of that crawling rice.
Ew.
Oh, man.
That's nasty.
On.
Please.
Do we have time to take this phone call?
Real quick. You can work them in.
Someone wants to comment on simulations and death fat, maybe. Good morning, Anonymous.
Good morning.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, man. So I've got it's kind of a long story, but I'll try to, like, shorten it down some. So I used to be a heavy pot smoker in my teenage years. And then as I became an adult, I started working manufacturing, quit smoking pot.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got into my mid-20s. I was 24. And I smoked pot again. I got some bad pot. It was laced with some bath salts. And I knew because the high was not the same as it had been before.
You think
and
it was laced with bath salts?
Yeah, I found that out later from a buddy of mine. He said that his person he bought it from got it from somebody that they don't normally get it from, and he had multiple people call back complaining because it was bad.
You call back and there's a complaint line for the drug dealer?
Yeah, no, there is.
Well, people were mad because they wanted their money back, right? I mean, buy the stuff and then they get bad stuff they don't want.
Yeah, so anyways, this is back when you decided back in your 20s to start smoking weed again.
I tried it again. Yeah. I mean, you know, bad day at work. You don't want to chill out. But anyways, the trip is what matters. So this is the first time I ever questioned reality, really. I mean, I've done other drugs before and had bad trips, but never questioned reality. But this made me question reality because in this trip, I saw my life flashed before my eyes, forward, backwards, any way it could possibly go, any speed it could possibly go, and it pretty much made me open my eyes to everything is everything and nothing, everything is nothing.
See,
all at the same time.
I've heard people say that before, but what does that mean? Everything is everything, but nothing is nothing.
Means what it means.
It means that any and everything is all the same. So any sound that you hear is the same tone. Any taste that you taste is the same taste. Everything is all at once, and it's terrifying. It is a terrifying experience. It has rocked me to my core, did then, and it still does now, because I've tried smoking good weed since, and every time I try, it takes me directly back to it. But I get even deeper. Every single possibility, every single idea is happening, and it's happening at the same time, everywhere, at all times.
Are you able to hold on a moment for us, Anonymous?
Yeah.
Okay. Hold on, please, because I have a zillion questions for that. Everything. Mm. See, what does that mean?
I mean, it sounds like a bad trip.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but he says ever since then, he gets that same thing. Like, yeah. He saw his life flash before his eyes, backwards and forwards in every way possible.
Mm-hmm.
I can't, you know.
I wish I could get flashed.
I'm a simpleton.
Oh, wait, well, look, it's easier that way. Blue pill, man.
I just don't know what that means, but he can explain it, and we got a bunch more calls, 1-800-774-0093. Get on the horn, touch base with us. We'll talk about that, this, and the other right after this.
It makes 93.3 The Planet a favorite.
Powered by Quaker Steak and Lube.
You're locked into
the Rise Guys Morning Show.
93.3 The Planet Rocks.
Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It is 8:52. Anonymous is still with us. We'll bring it back on. Anonymous got a hold of some bad weed and tripped really hard. And he said that he saw his life flash before his eyes and felt as though he... What was the part about the simulation, Anonymous?
It seems like a simulation or a multiverse or both at the same time.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I want to preface it. I say one more thing. My phone's getting a phone call.
I want to preface
something afterwards, after the trips, because it's any time I smoke weed after now, it takes me back to that place. It's not alcohol. I can drink.
Yeah.
Not more than me.
Oh, no.
Losing them.
Awesome. I'll answer it soon. My wife's trying to get a phone call. Sorry.
I was like, shut up. You're looking like a weirdo. Yeah, on the radio.
Can I put y'all on hold for 2 seconds?
Yes. Two seconds. All right, go ahead. See what she wants.
You said his wife flashed four guys?
No.
What'd you say?
His life flashed before his eyes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No, it's not life flashing before my eyes as much as it is every single moment of my life happens for eternity. And my life has every possible outcome at all times. I'm doing it for 2 seconds.
Yeah. So having experienced that, does that make you depressed? Like, why even try in life? Or does that give you hope?
I guess now we're on hold.
Oh, we're back on hold.
You know, it's not uncommon, though, for people who have a bad trip to, when they go back and do the same thing again, to have the bad trip over again.
Why? They want to feel that?
All right. Again? Can you hear me now?
A lot of it's psychological.
Yeah. All right.
I'm back.
Is she okay?
Yeah. No, it's... her work. She has to log into her computer.
Okay. Makes sense.
Anyway, yeah. So it's not so much as my life flashing before my eyes. It's every possibility that my life could have ever been happening all at once for eternity constant. And it comes down even further than that and seeing other consciousness, other people's lives happening all at once. And it's one conscience is everything, but nothing at the same time.
See,
and it sounds like a terrible trip, mm-hmm. and that's why I stay away from drugs at this point. I just live my life untethered by it.
Right, but hugs, not drugs, yes.
Yeah. Anyways, my point is, it really seems like everything that we all know could just be a simulation. Realistically, because what do you know other than your own consciousness?
We only know what we know.
Fat boy loves to drink. But that might not
more
be
new.
True. Maybe in my lifespan or whatever, but I don't know.
You don't know Fat Boy's thoughts at this moment. You don't know his consciousness.
Yeah, dude, he's thinking we have like 2 minutes before we have to go to break.
Less than that.
He's thinking way less than that.
Yeah.
You see in this moment as we speak, but how do you know he's an actual being other than what you think you see?
You know what? I don't, because he doesn't say I love you back, and he doesn't call us friends. So that's why he's like one of those partial souls.
Even if he did say he loved you, it doesn't mean he's real.
Doesn't mean it's real. Yeah, that's true. If he said it now, I wouldn't feel it.
Yeah.
Thank you, Anonymous. You call back anytime, okay?
Yeah, man. Y'all have a good day.
All right, you too. Thanks.
Like anything that goes with that theory, if it wasn't real, you wouldn't know it anyway.
Like when people die and they see stuff, you know, they're dying, that's their brain shutting down, what science says.
So do you think daredevil types like Evel Knievel and these dudes who go and mountain bike down the side of mountains or going straight down and all this stuff, do you think that's their mindset? Like, none of this really matters. It's all a simulation. Whatever.
I mean, I don't think they all have the same mindset across the board. I don't know what they're thinking.
They're nuts.
Well, I mean, then repeating dialogue or some sort of brain damage could be normal, and maybe that's what he's facing.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's got to be wild. Yeah. That's gotta be crazy. Thank you. All right. Well, people say we're talking about simulations too much today. That's because it's bothering you.
It's too much heavy, man. It's too heavy.
Yeah. Paige, what's up in the Plex?
Oh, gosh. Carol Baskin is back in the news, and I'll tell you who she's going after next in your Rise Guys headlines.
All right. Good morning, everybody. Probably Jack Hanna.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.